In this episode of Blue Jays vs. Them, MLB still managed to screw Toronto out of a balanced home and away schedule, with only 15 games at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Tropicana Field may still be a little house of horrors for the Jays, having lost 33 of the 51 games played over the last five seasons. Last season, the Jays lost two of the three games in Houston, although they did win the season series 4-3 by taking three of the four games in Rogers Center. As far as historical trivia, I'll prepare something related to our matchup against the Yankees and or Seattle. That and more in this week's episode. This is Blue Jays vs. Them, and I'm your host, Jerry Schnard. Thanks for joining me. Let's talk Blue Jays baseball. I feel I have to start with a little housekeeping from last season. The disappointment for me of how the 2023 playoff season ended for our Toronto Blue Jays was profound, as I'm sure it was for many of you. My spirit felt crushed, not just from being knocked out of the playoffs with two straight losses for the third year in the last 4 years. I also felt worn out from doing this podcast. 39 episodes, including the preseason, was more work than I thought it would be when I began. In my final episode, I suggested that my first season would be a one and done. It was a nice experiment, but I didn't feel I had accomplished anything. After that episode, I didn't feel enthusiastic about returning to do another season. As this year's preseason began, I did get some inquiries if Blue Jays vs. Them would return for this season. I did some soul searching, thought about how I could present a weekly podcast and still keep it fresh. I looked back at some of the transcripts from last season, along with listening to some other podcasts, and have a renewed sense of optimism. So let's get started. The Blue Jays 2024 season is upon us. So let's talk about that, because it's the Blue Jays versus them, them being the rest of the league. Last season, as part of my preseason episodes, I made season predictions for all six major league divisions. Since I didn't make any preseason episodes, I do not intend to make any predictions for the season. I even avoided watching insider experts and their predictions. Before we begin with the regular season, which begins later today, I want to have a look back at how the Jays did during the Grapefruit League. Not that it has any bearing on how the regular season will play out, but it's a place to start the conversation. The Blue Jays played 32 games as opposed to the 33 games last season. MLB still managed to screw Toronto out of a balanced home and away schedule, with only 15 games at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Last season, our boys had a spring training record of 17 wins, 15 losses, and 1 tie. This year's addition dropped off the win column a bit, with only 13 wins, 17 losses, and 2 ties. They did manage to score more runs than they allowed, and improved the total runs scored with one fewer game played over last year. Now the bad news, they also allowed more runs to score than last spring. I was going to go over a record by team comparison with last season, but I'll do that in the preview of the first meeting of the regular season. With spring training now behind us, and the internal optimism of the regular season still ahead, let's look at the first two series, starting with this week. The Blue Jays will begin the season against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays finished the preseason with an 11-16 record, just below Toronto in the standings. Last season, the Rays finished second in the AL East with a 99-63 record, while the Jays posted an 89-73 record for third in the AL East. Like last season, our boys will start the season with a 10-game, three-city road trip, starting with 4 games in Tropicana Field to face the Rays. The Blue Jays played the Rays only twice during the spring training, as opposed to the 3 times from last year. The Blue Jays took both games this spring, whereas last season they lost 2 games of the 3. Both losses happened in the Trop. Last season, the Blue Jays lost 4 of the 7 games in Tropicana Field, which was the difference in the season, splitting the 6 games at Rogers Center. Once again, the Jays will play 7 of the 13 games in Tropicana Field, and the disparity of home and away games will increase to 4 games since 1998. Last season, the Jays handed the Rays their first loss of the season. Unfortunately, it was our only win of the 4-game series in May. Their next visit to the Trop was in September, and the Jays took 2 of the 3. Although the Game 4 starters haven't yet been named, the first 3 pitching matchups are: in the opener, Jose Barrios will get the start against Zach Eflin. Friday's pitching matchup is between Chris Bassett and Aaron Civale. I hope I said that right. Yusei Kikuchi will get the start on Saturday against Zach Littell. Tropicana Field may still be a little house of horrors for the Jays, having lost 33 of the 51 games played over the last 5 seasons. However, those numbers are decidedly lopsided because of the 2018 and 2019 seasons, losing 15 of the 19 games. Although they still lost the season series in Tampa Bay in their three other seasons, the difference was only one game. A split of these four games would be a positive outcome, but let's get greedy and take three of four. The Jays will then visit the other Orange Juice Stadium, Minute Maid Park in Houston. We don't play any preseason games against the Astros, although they finished 7th with a 13-14 record. Last season, they managed to stave off the Texas Rangers to finish first in the AL West with a 90-72 record. The first game of the series will be the 5th of the season, and whether or not Gausman is ready is yet to be determined. The final two games will see the second starts of Berríos and Bassett. Last season, the Jays lost two of the three games in Houston, although they did win the season series 4-3 by taking three of the four games in Rogers Center. The Blue Jays have an overall 12-24 record at Minute Maid Park. They're 6-9 since 2017, and in 2022, they took two of the three. History doesn't favor a series win in Houston. Expect the Jays to lose two of the three. Last season, the podcast format discussed the previous series results, followed by the 50-50 draw information, along with upcoming promotional giveaways and schedules. Then I would include some trivia or historical stats on the Blue Jays that I put together from my database of every game result since their first game on April 7th, 1977. Then I followed that up with a preview for the next week's series. Next week, the Blue Jays will wrap up their extended road trip with three games in New York to face the Yankees. And finally, we'll have our home opener on April 8th against our expansion cousins, the Seattle Mariners. So I'm going to hold off on the 50-50 draw prizes and information for this week, as well as upcoming promotional schedules. As far as historical trivia, I'll prepare something related to our matchup against the Yankees and or Seattle. And I'm going to close off this first episode of the season with a little bit of housekeeping and closing remarks. It seems almost silly to mention what podcast providers are carrying this podcast since you're obviously listening, although you might have just clicked on the link that I provide in my social media profiles. I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast through any podcast app such as Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or wherever you find your podcasts. I will be working on a YouTube channel, but I'm still working on developing the content and format. While I appreciate you listening to the podcast through the link I provide, subscribing to the podcast on a podcast provider would help me immensely. Subscriptions are free, but the more subscriptions a podcast has, the more the provider will promote it as a recommendation. Thank you for considering it and listening to this first episode of the second season. Let me finish this episode a little philosophically. Not everything will go as planned, and setbacks don't last forever. You can learn more from failures than you do from your instant successes. It's a long season. The measure of a true fan doesn't come from when they're winning. It comes from sticking with them during the hard times, knowing it will get better. Until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay positive. Let's go, Blue Jays. Let's go.